USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. While Congress continues to debate the specifics of a larger foreign aid deal, the Biden administration is set to unveil another military aid package for Ukraine before the year is out. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby to reporters on Monday.
I think you'll see us announce some additional security assistance in coming days and maybe a couple weeks or here from now before the end of the year. But then that's it. There's nothing left in the pot if we don't get additional funding for Ukraine.
Currently, the Senate is in negotiations for additional funding and border security, with Republicans asserting that aid to Ukraine or Israel should be coupled with a deal on immigration. It's not looking good for the sitting president, according to the latest polling.
President Biden's approval rating is reaching an historic low, as indicated by a recent Monmouth University poll. Only 34% of Americans approve of his performance in the White House, while 61% disapprove. Particularly, the president received unfavorable ratings for his management of immigration and inflation. This poll emerges with the 2024 election less than 11 months away. I'm John Schaefer.
The late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is set to be laid to rest today. The funeral for O'Connor will be held at Washington National Cathedral, where President Biden and Chief Justice John Roberts are scheduled to speak. O'Connor, who was the first woman to sit on the Supreme Court, died on December 1st at the age of 93. Pope Francis is paving the way for same-sex couples to receive blessings under specific conditions. In a big decision announced Monday, the Vatican stated that priests can bestow blessings on such couples as long as it is not a part of a regular church ritual. This move follows the Pope's initial indication of the possibility of blessings for same-sex couples back in October. This is USA News.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Four people are reported dead in the wake of this week's East Coast storms. The series of storms brought a mix of heavy rain, flash flooding, and damaging winds. Officials say more than 620,000 homes and businesses also lost power during the peak of the storm. There's been an increase in fake bomb threats against Jewish people.
An organization monitoring threats against Jewish communities reports over 200 false bomb threats and swatting calls during the weekend. The Secure Community Network states that these incidents targeted facilities in various states, including California, Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, and Washington. Swatting involves making prank calls to authorities to falsely prompt a SWAT team response under the pretense of a crime occurring. I'm John Schaefer.
More than 100 people are dead and hundreds more wounded after a shallow earthquake struck northwestern China's Gansu province. According to state media reports, the quake was measured at a magnitude 5.9 by the U.S. Geological Survey. At the same time, authorities in Iceland are asking people to stay away from an erupting volcano there. The eruption sent lava jets hundreds of feet in the air, lit up the night sky in the southwestern part of the country Monday night. It was preceded by an earthquake swarm. A nearby resort was forced to shut down because of the eruption. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.